Hey, you're listening to Amud Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots. We're not. We are. So the Rav left off on the third line. So we're talking about tzeri, about balsam oil. Now we're about to have just a puzzling Gemara. It's just a very interesting story. Hahi chamasa dehava snia la lechalasa. So there was a mother-in-law who hated her daughter-in-law. Okay, it happens, you know. Baruch Hashem, not in my family. It happens though. This next part doesn't happen so often. Baruch Hashem. Amrala, she said to her, the mother-in-law said, "Zeal, go." Ikshit b'mishcha da'farsama. Go adorn yourself with balsam oil. Azla ikshit. So she went ahead and she did it. She put it on herself. She anointed herself with it. Kiasis, when she came, Amrala, she said to her, "Great, you check off the first thing on the list. Now zil isli shraga. Go light a candle. It's dark in here." Azla, she went. Isla shraga, she lit the candle. And inpach banura vachalsa, and then burst down to flames and consumed her. Okay, yeah, that's the story. So we go to Rashi, and doesn't add anything. We go to Tosos, and he doesn't add anything. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of the of that story. It's a horrible story. Does have to do with the flammability, combustibility of balsam oil, which we were talking about. And here's an instance of a horrible woman who instructed her obedient daughter-in-law to do something like this. Okay, let's try to shift gears a little bit. Okay, so this is a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, right? Yirmiyahu Nun Beis, it says, and it is reflecting on the Churban Bayis Rishon, right, which was done at the hands of Bavel, and not everybody was removed and brought to Bavel. Not everyone was exiled. So the pasuk says in Midlas Haaretz, Hishir Nevuzaradan Rav Tavachim VeKormim UliYogvim. So Nevuzaradan was the Rav Tabachim. He was like the head officer of Nebuchadnezzar. He was the one who was, you know, boots on the ground in the destroying the base of Mikdash. That's Nevuzaradan. He was working for Nebuchadnezzar, and he left over in Eretz Yisrael the in Yerushalayim the Kormim and the Yogvim. Kormim and Yogvim, which Rashi says is a lot. Okay, so. It's a lashon. It seems to be a lashon. It's a kamo kormim alav esakelim. So it's like some type of gatherers. Yogvim is a lashon yakavim. Yakavim is yakev is a wine press. Shoshen apotzin esakelim. So okay, the pashup shot in kormim and yogvim is perhaps vineyard workers and wine pressers. That's like the pashup shot in these phrases. But the Gemara is going to understand it a little bit differently. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught elu malakte afar simon. Me'in Gedi v'ad Ramsa. These are the ones who gather Afar Simon, right? Afar Simon is the right, we just mentioned it. The Afar Simon, it's the balsam oil. Those who gather it from Ein Gedi until Ramsa. And Yogvim Elu Tzaydei Chilazon. These are the trappers of the Chilazon. Misulamos Shel Tzur v'ad Haifa. That, and they go from like the high points, sulam, like literally means a ladder. Rashi says that the malahar v'katsara hamasila, it's like a higher up path of, it's a higher up path of the, where I guess some elevated land, and that's where, and they would trap the chila zone there. So these kormim, so the kormim, and yogvim are being understood as people who know where this oil is. They gather this oil and they get the chila zone. Okay, And those were the people who were left in Yerushalayim. I'm sure there's something a lot deeper here about, you know, the about this particular oil and the Chila zone in particular, which we know is what Tchelis is made of. Why these things are specified? But this is what Nebuzaradan left. These are the people that Nebuzaradan left in Yerushalayim. Okay, Tan Rabbanan Ein Madlikin B'Tevel Tamei B'Chol Vein Tzarich Lomar B'Shabbes. We do not light with Tevel, that is Tameh, during the week, and we don't even need to say we don't do it on Shabbos. So Tevel, first of all, is untithed produce, right? Produce that Trumas and Maaseres were not taken from, and it is Usser, you're not allowed to use that, Usser B'Hana. And Rashi says, V'kol Shekein B'Tahor, and for sure, if it's tahor, so this even if it's tamei, it's tamei. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take off the tamei and give it to the kohen. So the answer is that you can't even use it. You can't even burn it for a tahor use. Even if it's tamei, and that's the whole. And all the more so on Shabbos. Probably means for Shabbos, right? I mean, I don't think there's any reason to think that there's a heter to do it on Shabbos itself. In manlikin benaft naft lavan, we're not able to light with naft lavan or naft lavan. Naft lavan, it's this nafta stuff which we mentioned previous stuff that's particularly foul. Lavan. So this is naft lavan. So I don't know what exactly is difference between white. White naphtha and regular naphtha. I think Dr. Henry Edmondson does address it in the Jewish History and the Daf. You can find it on all Daf. It probably means like some clear version of naphtha. And you can't use that during the week. Ve'en tzarich lomar b'Shabbos. So, yeah, okay, so and definitely not on Shabbos. So bishlama naphtha lavan mipnei shehu af. So it makes sense that I can't use naft lavan because it is incredibly flammable. It can go fly out into the, you know, shoot all over the house. It's very dangerous. It's a sakana. Aval tevel tamei mai taima. What's the problem with using tevel tamei, impure, untithed produce, oil, as fuel? What's wrong with that? My croak, as the pasuk says, v'ani hine nesati lechas mishmeres trumosai. We quoted this pasuk the other day. And I have given you the mishmeres, the guard, the responsibility, the mitzvos of trumosai, my trumos, not trumosi, trumosai. B'shtei trumos hakozuv medaber. The Torah is alluding to two different types of trumos. So as we said previously, achas truma, this was two nights ago, achas truma tahora, v'achas trumas tameya. Whether it's truma tahora or truma tameya, the halacha, there are similarities lehalacha. So now we're going to make one of those comparisons. Ma truma tahora ein lecha ba ela mishas harama ve'elech. Just like when it comes to truma tahora, you don't have you're not allowed to use the produce that the truma was taken from until the harama, until the uplifting, the separating of the truma and onwards, and only then, right? Meaning, if I have tahor produce, I'm not allowed to use it until it's not mine until I take off the truma. So af truma tameya in lecha ba ela mishas harama ve'ilech. So even if it's truma tameya, even if it's tamei produce, I cannot benefit from it until I've taken off the truma. So you might say, oh, okay, well, it's tamei anyway. Who cares? So no, the pasuk uses the lashon of truma sai to which shows a comparison, a parallel between truma tameya and truma tahora and truma tameya. Just like truma tahora, you can't use the produce until you've taken off your truma. So also, if it's tamei produce, until you've taken off truma, it cannot be used. And therefore, tamei tevel is not something we could use as fuel. Gufa. So something that we were just discussing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omar in Manlikin Betzari. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says we can't use the balsam oil for lighting. V'chein hayu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer tsari eino ela sraf me'atze haktaf. She says tsari, balsam, is only sraf. Sraf is a sap. It's sap of a tree. From the atze kataf. From this type of tree. Rashi says kach shemam. I think it was like Is it Blackthorn? Maybe we saw that a few weeks ago. I don't know, last week. But this Atzei Ketav. So he says, sorry, balsam oil is only sap from the Atzei Ketav. So the question is, what is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saying? What's this v'chein? And so he says, so Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi says, ein madlik mitzari, k'befar shel el, as we explained earlier, v'od k'diktani v'azil, de'eno ba min ha'pri, element ha eitz seraf ba'alma, and we're going to discuss also momentarily that it's not that it doesn't come from a fruit, rather it's from sap, v'havelei kezefes, and therefore it's like pitch, v'eino nimshach, and therefore it should not be drawn well. Meaning what's Rishon LeZohar saying? He's saying, oh, come on, this balsam oil is only a sap, and if it's a sap, then it should be included in the category of things that are saps, are not fruits, and therefore aren't drawn up by the wick properly and should not be used. So it could be that's what he's saying, meaning he's like giving another reason, right? Like we first said, ein madlikin b'tzari, and then also Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, tzari ein elas shaf me'atzei ketav, and this is another reason. Because it's only a sap, it's not good. You can't use it for oil. Meaning, in addition to what we said before about it shooting out, you know, it shoots out fire, and you might benefit. You might come to use it, but also it's a sap. It doesn't get sucked in well. Rashi is another pshat. He says, he's not giving a reason for anything. He's not giving an explanation for the Isser. This is what he's saying. Also, he said other things about balsam oil. The Gemara does that. The Gemara will sometimes, right, he's made a comment to balsam oil and say, see, and here's another thing about balsam oil. In fact, we had it earlier on the Amud. Right? We're talking about the flammability of balsam oil, and we gave a not particularly relevant, at least Pashup Shot, story, and definitely not a pleasant story, about the flammability of balsam oil. So over here, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said something about balsam oil, that you're not allowed to use it. And also, by the way, Stam, he was talking, you know, he was giving a science class, or maybe there's, you know, some halachic relevance in a different realm. And he said that balsam oil is really just a sap from a tree, it's not a fruit of a tree. Okay. To Pshatim Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Kol Yotzei Min Ha'Eitz Ein Madlikin Bo. Rabbi Shmuel says anything that comes from the tree, if it comes from a tree, should not be cannot be used for oil. Maybe that's from the wood. I don't think it means anything from a tree. Like I can't imagine him excluding olive oil. But it probably means like not dafka, not fruits, right? Ein Madlikin Bo, meaning like bark or things like that. Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka Omer Ein Madlikin Ela BeYotzei Min HaPri. Only if it specifically comes from a fruit, which possibly would exclude non-planted things, maybe from animals. We'll see. Rabbi Tarfon says Ein Madlikin Ela B'Shemen Zayis Bilvad. You can only light with olive oil. So that is the most machmer opinion, right? You cannot use any other types of oil, and this crossed the line. Amud Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stood up, al raglav, on his feet. V'amar, and he said, "Okay, come on. Ma'yasu anshei bavel she'en lehem ela shemen shumshmen. What are the anshei bavel supposed to do? They only have sesame oil. They don't have access to olives, right? U'ma'yasu anshei madai she'en lehem ela shemen agosim. They only have nut oil in madai, in Medea. U'ma'yasu anshei Alexandria she'en lehem ela shemen snonos. They only have radish oil in Alexandria." Umayasu anshe kapotkia, shein lahem lokach v'lokach ela naft. And anshe kapotkia only have naft. So what are they supposed to do? Only olive oil. They're supposed to travel across the country, take weeks to travel to try to acquire some olives for every single Shabbos?
For every week.
Yeah. Plus Yom Tov. So ela ein lecha ela masha amru chachamim. Rather, it's what the Chacham said. Meaning, take a look at the Mishnah. You have Bam Ben Likin. Look it up. What they said and everything else, you can use it. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Actually, I wonder if it's even referring to that, because over there we exclude some of them, I think. But he says, let's see, what does Rashi say over here? Kigon psule shmanim de mas nisan. Yeah, so the pasul shmanim of the Mishnah, and that's what he says. So take a look at the Mishnah, and that's what that's the list. But don't add your chumros to make it impossible for people to possibly like fulfill this mitzvah Shabbos candles. It's a very interesting, you know, interesting comment. I'm sure this is used in a lot of discussions of when it comes to chumros and imposing things upon the tzibur that are too much for them to handle. So this is a very big makor right here. This gemara of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said and getting up and you know making such a declaration. Okay. Anyway, we continue. So he said, and he says, you can, uva itran. You can light with shem and dugim, and you can even light with itran. So Rashi says, afagav de mezefis kasi, even though it comes from pitch. And maybe you shouldn't light with this. No, you can't. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, madlikin b'shemen pakuos uva neft. You can light with shemen pakuos. With of these like we saw them on the previous daf, the melons of desert melons, and uva neft with neft, sumchos omer kol yotzim min abasar ein madlikin bo, anything that comes from flesh you're not allowed to use, ela b'shemen dugim, only the flesh of fish, of oil of fish. So now the Gemara says, hold on, sumchos hayna tanakama, that seems to be the same opinion. Right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri depasul kol hanoch demas nisan vechelev imni behadaihu, and fats were included in those things that are pasul. Dehu yotzim in a basar vakasher b'shem and dugim, and he says shem and dugim are kosher, and then all of a sudden sumchus comes, and he says that you can use shem and dugim. So ika benaihu, the Gemara responds, no, there is a difference between these two opinions, tanakam and sumchus. Derav Bruna Amarav, the famous teaching of Bruna Amarav, where if you're allowed to use dissolved fish innards, right, karvei dagim shenamuchu, if you have some good oil put with it. So remember, we use this to answer a different question that right it looked like the chacham or the tanakama previous daf also, and we answered no, one of them is makel. If you put good oil in it, one is makel even if you don't put that good oil in it. And over here we're going to say the same thing. And just as we said over there, velo masaimi, but it's not specific. It's not defined. We don't know which one is which. It's unclear which one leans in more in that in each direction. Okay, Tanya. Okay, so there's a. So we'll do the next couple of lines. This brisa is going to be it's going to take us to a new topic, which is going to continue for the next like really daf and a half until the new mishnah. So it's really a new topic. I'll read the next couple of lines just to start you off on the brisa, and then we're going to discuss it at length. Tanya, we learned to the brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer kol hayotzei min ha'etz ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that anything that comes from a tree, it doesn't have a din of shalosh al shalosh. Rashi explains that this is a din lekabel tuma begimel etzbaos. Right? There's a minimum size for a garment to be considered a garment where it can be makabel tuma, and that is three by three fingers, three fingers breadth by three fingers breadth. Shalosh al shalosh etzbaos. So, but if the material comes from a tree, it's planted material. So that the din of shalosh al shalosh doesn't apply to it, and not only that, umasachin bo, and you can use it as schach, rashi's besuka, holavayin makabel tuma, deim masachin bedavar makabel tuma, kidalfin masach besuka, migarnecha miyakvecha. The pasuk says migarnecha miyakvecha, right? The word yakev again, we saw it earlier in the Amud or Yogav, right? So that from that pasuk we learn that you're not allowed to cover a sukkah with something that's a davar the makabel tuma, since the fabrics from these that grow from the ground don't have the din of shlosh al shlosh etzbaos. They're not makabel tuma. You're allowed to use them as schach. Chutz mipishtan. The one exception is flax, and so that's the brisa. Rashi just points out. Alfina lekama de ikri eitz makabel tumas negayim afilo Afilo unin shabo kilakam and hilchach inasachin baunin. Right, so we're not allowed to use flax or this type of flax. But even though it's called an eitz, and that's going to be discussed later on in the Gemara. And now Abaye is going to start speaking about this price, and this is going to be a much longer discussion. We'll call it here for now. All right.